Chapter 19. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do so to me, and more also if I don't make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow at this time." When he heard that, he arose and ran for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough now, Lord, take my life away, for I am not better than my father's." He laid down and slept under a juniper tree, and behold, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." He looked, and there was at his head a cake baked on the coals, and a jar of water. He ate and drank and laid down again. The angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." He arose and ate and drank, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. He came there to a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." Behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains, and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire a still small voice. It was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." The Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you come, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shall you anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shall you anoint to be prophet in your place. It shall happen that he who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu kill, and he who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha kill. Yet I will leave me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him." So he departed from there, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing, with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed over to him, and cast his mantle on him. He left the oxen and ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me, I pray you, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." He said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" He returned from following him, and took the yoke of oxen, and killed them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave to the people, and they ate. Then he arose, and went after Elijah, and ministered to him.